Wealth inequality. If I ask you to divide this pie chart to represent what percentage of people own how much of the world's wealth, how would you do it? Perhaps you've heard that the top 1% own a lot. Well, that's right. The top 1% of people have about 45% of the wealth. That means, of course, that 99% of people in the world have this part. Just a little over half. Sounds bad, right? Well, it is. This wealth disparity is getting worse. Within a few years, the top 1% will own 75% of all global wealth. And the very richest are getting richer by leaps and bounds. It is estimated that the 20 richest people on Earth have more money than the total economic output of Mexico. Think of that. 20 people richer than a nation of 129 million. It's not hard to see why this is happening. Wealth creates wealth. Rich people are able to use their investments to earn more money. By one recent calculation, if we start right now, Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, will have made another $1 million by the time I finish this talk. And that, mind you, is true even if he's sleeping right now. Global economic downturns don't affect the immensely wealthy nearly as much as they affect other people. So once they're rich, they tend to stay that way. And of course, with money comes power. So the very wealthy can use their money to influence government policy, which helps them get even richer. An example would be when local governments waive taxes in order to get a company to build a factory in the area. Don't get me wrong, it can be good for residents because it provides jobs, but it also helps make owners of those companies even richer. So what should we do about wealth inequality? There's disagreement on that issue, of course. Many people would like to see governments address the issue by making changes to the tax code. Simplifying tax codes can level the playing field by making it harder for wealthy people to take advantage of having lawyers and financial consultants that most people don't. Some companies move their money to tax havens, countries that have very low business taxes. Cracking down on the use of tax havens could help governments collect more money from the wealthy and spend it on services to help others. And of course, some people recommend raising taxes on the rich in order to redistribute the wealth. There are, however, people with a completely different perspective. They say that wealth inequality isn't actually a problem. The real problem is poverty. According to this view, we should just worry about improving opportunities for the poorest people. Globally, the number of people living in poverty, defined as living on less than $1.90 a day, has dropped in recent years. So the argument is that as long as we continue to improve the situation of the people at the very bottom, it doesn't matter how rich the people at the top are getting. What do you think? Does wealth inequality matter? And if so, what should we do about it?